We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We never get annoyed with you. Well, we might hang up.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Welcome back. This is another of the most pretentious bands in the history of music.
Forgot that this song was so slow.
Coldplay, Fix You from the TV show Scrubs. If Coldplay was playing in the next studio, I don't think I'd go see him.
Of course you would. They're one of the biggest bands in the world.
Wait till we introduce you, Denise. Don't get carried away. Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. Dining with Denise joins us as she does monthly here on the show. You didn't like my opinion of Coldplay either.
Well, I'm just curious why you think they're pretentious.
Oh, every song is it's a masterpiece.
It's a production, so we kind of.
Do you agree with him?
I don't necessarily disagree with him, but I don't have strong opinions about
it. You know what I think? I think it's trendy to dislike Coldplay, so you're just jumping on a bandwagon.
It may be, but I seriously don't like
Are they one of those bands like Nickelback? No. I'm not saying they're like Nickelback, but there's that level of hate.
I don't know why, but
I think
they're good. And I love that song. And I did not know that song was from Scrubs.
Here's the best thing about
season 5.
Music and everything in pop culture. Everybody has an opinion, and none of them are wrong.
Yeah.
Except for people who like Coldplay.
Well,
that's
I know.
The only
okay.
One.
Well, and I'm the other person that's not wrong is me, and I'm still holding a grudge against Glenn Frey. May he rest in peace.
For the cell phones thing,
I can't believe
that.
I'll never get over that.
More of a Don Henley thing than a Glenn Frey.
Well, Don Henley didn't say a word. Glenn Frey is the one who attacked the people in the front row and said, "You people are pathetic. Put those phones away."
He didn't say pathetic.
That's pretty much what he said. He called him out. He embarrassed him right here in Wichita. And they paid, $6 gazillion to sit there?
Right. So then don't be on your phone.
No, they earned the right to show people what they paid for.
Before this devolves into something even worse.
Glenn Frey.
I want to know what's cooking for the Super Bowl.
What's cooking? That's so cute.
Isn't it? You know, we've still got some time before the Super Bowl, but if you're having a party, you better be planning it right now.
No, who's in the Super Bowl?
Kansas City.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Well, I didn't. We're going to have this place is going to be crazy.
I know. Well, here's something cute.
Are you going to have a Super Bowl party?
Well, I was, but now my husband is being sent to Kansas City to fill in for all the photographers that will be in Miami. So he's not going to be here. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But you want to hear something
what
interesting?
What is he like? He's just going around the Power
well,
Light
the star,
District?
Yeah, the star is sending everybody to Miami. They need help locally. So he'll probably go to Power and Light and. Whatever
all the watch
else.
Parties. He that may, should be fun.
Breaking news. Who knows? But we went to a family wedding in Columbia, Missouri this weekend. And we drove past the stadium on Sunday just as the fireworks were going off in the B-29?
Sounds right.
The bombers.
Pre-game.
The flyover was happening.
Right.
We drove right past the stadium right then. It was cool.
So back to my question.
Sorry. What's cooking?
What is good fodder for a Super Bowl party? What would you be planning to put on your menu if you were indeed having a Super Bowl party?
Well, Bob, I don't know if you remember this, but several years ago, I made a masterpiece for a Super Bowl party called the Snackadium.
I do remember that vaguely.
If you Google Denise Neal and Snackadium, you can find it.
I think I'll do that.
So Snackadium consists of what?
Basically, I built a football stadium out of food.
That's unbelievable.
I know. The field was guacamole.
And you got a tutorial.
Oh, there
video.
It is. The fans were.
It made it all the way to the Fresno Bee. That's crazy.
The fans were chips and pretzels. I made the lines on the field out of sour cream. I mean, it was a true masterpiece. I would suggest that all people
really
stretch
get creative
creativity
with this,
and make a snackadium.
Who knows when we'll have the
Look
cheese.
At it. Is that That's, beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
The football players are olives sitting on pieces of cheese.
And the end zones are what, like M&Ms?
The end zones are M&Ms and the team colors. Ooh. And I went to Party City to get those.
What is it again?
Snackadium. Look, I built the, see this, Jeff is looking. I built the base with styrofoam. Yes, Google Denise Neal, N-E-I-L, and Snackadium. And you can even find a how-to video. I put donuts around the edge.
Man. And you really went all in on this.
Oh, yes, I did. And then that same year I made a, what would they call it, a snackarina. I'm during basketball season. I love food art.
This segment is not
hitting.
Oh,
look at that, Jeff. I made the goalpost out of beef jerky.
Yeah, like little beef sticks.
Yeah, but who ate this stuff?
The people at my party. They were very excited. The kids were super excited.
Little guacamole field. You've got.
But this has to be.
I'm out on that, but everything else.
With the Chiefs and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This has to be a barbecue-oriented.
Does it?
Festivity.
Does it really?
I think so.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Well, put some wieners in a crock pot and off you go.
That's it. No, okay. Nothing more creative.
A little smoky.
What do you want us to do? Smoke something?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get you to come up with.
I'm really more of a chips
What about rice-a-roni?
Person. Oh,
the San Francisco treat.
You could do some of that.
Oh, so we need Kansas City-themed food, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, well, all right. I mean,
well, there's gonna be a ton of parties. 869-1240. If you have a question for Denise Neal, we'll get off the Super Bowl theme because it didn't go where I wanted it to go.
Well,
got hung up on snackeradium or whatever they call
it. Bob, you just want me to tell people to make some barbecue for their Super Bowl parties?
I thought you'd have a creative idea. You usually do.
A snack arena is not a snackadium is not creative.
It is, but. Olives and...
Okay, the other thing I'm into lately is charcuterie. I've become the queen of charcuterie.
I don't know what that is.
Basically, you go to Aldi or Trader Joe's and you buy up a bunch of cool meats, cheeses, olives, and you get like a wooden butcher block type cutting board and you arrange them artfully.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like olives.
Yeah, nobody likes olives.
Well, some people do. Grapes, what have you. And then you pull it all together artfully and people think you are amazing.
Hmm.
Now, Jamie Green is all into right now making
your friend and our my friend and the photo editor at the Wichita Eagle
chicken wings in her air fryer. I have never used an air fryer, but she says they are the bomb.
What's happening in restaurant in the world of restaurants?
You don't want to talk about this anymore?
No. I kind of do, but it's all good.
What's happening in the world of restaurants?
Well, this week we lost a restaurant that had only been open just a little less than 6 months. The Coney Island.
I read about that. Wieners, a lot of response to that for a place that's not been open long.
Well, must have been
popular. I think we all had high hopes for it.
Well, we sure did. And they really did a beautiful job with the interior. They hired a local, you know, marketing expert to decorate the walls. And they had a selfie section. And they had this really cool, I guess in the original Coney Island, people sat down at, you know, those one-seat desks with the desk, the chair with the desk attached to it from the olden days? People used to sit at those at the original Coney Island in Tulsa, so they put one of those upside down on the ceiling with a Coney dog on. It was super cool. But I don't know if it just didn't take off. I never heard back from the owners, but the district court put a notice on their door, and we got the documents today. They're waiting. So I don't know. But I hated to see it only last that long, you know.
You always hate that.
That's not even enough time to get their feet under.
So many
them.
Folks are trying restaurants.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them, but we talked about that numerous times. What's a new place
and
that's opened
Delano.
Or is opening that you're high on?
A new place? Oh, well, there is a new, speaking of tacos, there's a new taco place on Harry that is really good. I went there last week and it tasted amazing. The service was a little bit off, but they've only been open a week. It's called La Chona Taqueria.
Hmm.
And the people used to have a food truck. And now they took over the old Poblano. Well, here, Jeff's looking at it right there.
Yeah, there it is.
The old Poblano that's right across the street from St. Joseph Hospital. And they turned it into like a full-service sit-down place with tacos.
Really good tacos.
Yeah, it's like the kind of food that's popular in places like Guadalajara.
So my
the Jalisco
recent,
part of Mexico.
My recent fascination from a food standpoint has been Seneca, south of Kellogg.
Oh, yeah.
There's just like this run of restaurants.
Absolutely.
I've been to Usulateco.
Amazing.
And I went to Ming's the other
day.
What else is down there that
Jeff,
I should try?
Jeff, I'm so proud of you.
Thank
what
you.
Are you doing?
Marcello's, but you've already been there, right?
I've not been really
Marcello's
anywhere.
Is fantastic.
Yeah, Bob knows about Marcello's.
Okay,
is an
that's
Italian
that could
place
be next.
At 31st and South Seneca. What else is on South Seneca? You went to, okay. You
There's
went
some
to,
a couple Mexican restaurants down there that I know I need to try.
There's also a brand new Mexican market that I have not made it to yet, but I'm so excited to go to. It's enormous, and it's in that Westway Shopping Center at Seneca and Pawnee. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the place that has the
kinda.
Starbucks? And it has, like, it's a chain Mexican market, and so it's really big, and I cannot wait to go there. It's supposed
And we're talking, of course, with Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. Have you ever done a Dining with Denise story or video or whatever you do nowadays on small-town cafes?
Yeah, I do those all the time. Absolutely. Why, you got
yeah,
you got
you act
idea?
Like you just broke the biggest story.
I'd like to know two. Because Jeff's moving to a place near Andale.
What? Colwich?
Yeah, you didn't know that? No, Andale. It's just
Andale.
Why are you moving to Andale? I guess we can get into that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay, yeah.
We're all trying to figure it out.
Okay,
but...
All right.
I'd like to know a cafe that I should go to. And that I could take my wife to. That's a nice little leisurely drive, not too far away, but that we're going to get bang for the buck when it comes to our meal.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a bunch of those.
Well, so
a couple of months
give
ago.
Give us two just off the
okay.
top of your
now,
head.
Now, do they need to be near Andale?
Doesn't hurt.
Okay. Well, there is a place down by near Andale in Colwich that people love called, it's a bar.
The Keg.
The Keg. People love the Keg. Have you
is that
been there?
Where we hang out as Andalians?
Yeah. The
That's
Keg is
the
cool.
Spot. All right.
I've been wanting to do a story on the Keg. They have good food, and it's just
the
an old-time bar.
The Keg is legendary.
And they let people, I don't know if they have to pay or what, but people like take down the ceiling tiles, the drop ceiling, and they could decorate their own ceiling tile, and then that's theirs. I went to a baby shower at the Keg, believe it or not, and it was pretty fun. That's Andale. But I wrote a couple of months ago about this place in, oh my gosh, my brain is not working today. It's near Hutchinson called Carolyn's Essen House.
Is it in Bueller?
No. Will you Google Carolyn's Essen House?
How do you spell Essen?
Essenhaus. It's a like a German type place.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah, and it's run by a nice Mennonite lady named Carolyn, and they have some really good stuff. What is it called? It starts with an A.
I love that stuff.
It's on Arlington Street.
Arlington.
It's in Arlington.
In Arlington.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
Well, I have a friend who lives in Arlington, believe it or not.
Yeah,
so.
And it's this little, you know, to drive. The street has nothing on it, really, but a couple of businesses in Carolyn's Essen House, which is always hopping. She makes homemade stuff. She makes, she has some German specialties certain days of the week. I think I had chicken and noodles maybe that day.
We have a lot of listeners who live in smaller towns around Wichita.
Absolutely. They should call and tell me.
I love to go out to eat in Wichita, but it'd be fun to go somewhere.
Yeah. Well, there's a new taco place opening in Mulvane that just opened that I'm going to try to find out about this week called Empire Tacos. People are super excited about
really?
It. Really? It's right down there by Luciano's.
See, that kind of stuff excites me.
Me too. Me too.
It's always been that
I
way.
I know. And, of course, I told you about my favorite little place in oh, my gosh. What is wrong with me today?
I don't know.
But Zenda.
Oh, we've been there, the brickyard.
The lumberyard. Did you enjoy that?
Loved it. Love to go back someday.
I went to a place that was a little German restaurant that had a little buffet on Friday nights, and I think it was in Durham, Kansas.
Yeah, I've been there, too.
You have?
Oh, sure.
Main Street Cafe.
Yeah.
On Friday nights, they did crock pots. It was like the buffet was crock pots full of German food. And these Mennonite farmers were filling the place. And
here's Jason. Jason, you're on with Denise Neal. We just have a minute or two left. What's up?
Hey, Denise, have you tried that Cy Soufflehorn in Sedgwick?
I have not been to that
no,
place.
That's a fantastic place, too.
It's known for its, what are they? The bull?
It's known for its hooves.
Calf fries, baby.
And their chicken fried steak is pretty darn good, too. So
that's
I just
I've
thought
heard.
I'd mention that.
Thank you, Jason.
Guys.
Well, and Bob, have you gone to the Barn in Burton?
Oh, yeah.
So you can have chicken fried steak?
Biggest chicken fried steak ever.
That's right.
Enjoyed that too.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of places I like.
Yeah. Whenever I find out about one of those, I get on the road. I've got there. A man called me with a suggestion for an Italian place not too far away that I need to investigate here in the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
And I will get on that, Bob.
All right. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Can't wait.
I'll be looking forward to your Super Bowl extravaganza.
I'll be looking forward to see what kind of Snackadium you construct.
Snackadium coming your way.
I might try a Snackadium.
You can do it, Jeff.
I know.
We'll be back in a moment with the announcement of the Baseball Hall of Fame class, which is set to be released here in about 3 minutes, and Jive Talk. That's all next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Stay with us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.